This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Is it true that the Saudi authorities are destroying the Islamic historical sites? For instance, the shrines or anything in Mecca and Medina. And if it's so, if it's true, why is it?
Okay, very good question. Again, revise my previous question of I do not represent Saudi government. I wish I did, but I don't, alhamdulillah, fadlallah azza wa jal. I never assumed any public post, and I will never, inshallah, because for your religion, for your heart, the best thing is to be away from them. Secondly, this question comes usually in an offensive way. See, when you're speaking with someone and he says, did you do this? He's pointing the finger in UK. If you point finger, this is disrespectful. They become very angry. Don't point at me. Because you're becoming offensive. But I'm not from the UK, so alhamdulillah, it's okay. This question is posed in an offensive way. Is it true that Saudi is demolishing shrines and historical sites? I said, okay. Okay. I have little knowledge. Enlighten me. Educate me. Okay, what do you want me to say? What are the sites that the Prophet ﷺ considered as shrines and the companions glorified and made it as a mazar? I don't understand your question. No, you didn't understand my question. At the time of the Prophet ﷺ, was the house of Khadija, may Allah be pleased with her, a place of shrine or a visiting place or something sacred? No, because the Prophet went to Medina and his cousins took all of his wealth. They were kafir. So when the Prophet conquered Mecca again, did he repossess his property? He said no, he left it for them. So what do you understand? But there are Islamic shrines. Okay, what do you mean by Islamic shrines? You mean a place where the Prophet ﷺ urinated and people started praying there and taking it as a mazar and baraka, baraka, baraka. Everywhere I go, people rubbing me, baraka, baraka. Use toilet paper. Why are you rubbing yourself in me? This is white soap. Don't touch me. Baraka, baraka. Everything is baraka. So they're accusing Saudi Arabia again. Okay, akhi, why are you accusing Saudi Arabia? Because they don't like the Prophet ﷺ. They demolish the house of Khadija, the house of Fatima, the what else? Tell me, remind me, I don't know.
Graves of the
Sahaba. They took the Sahaba and... Akhi, this is, you crazy? Graves are very sacred in Islam. We're not allowed to disturb the people who died. We never disturbed any of the Sahabas of the companions. They're buried where they are, in Al-Baqi' in Medina. In Mecca, we have two big graveyards. And it's there. Nothing of such. But these so-called super Sufis, they want to distract people from Kaaba. No, don't go for Kaaba. Go for this. And like the Shia, don't go for Kaaba. Go for Qum or Najaf. These are more sacred. 70 times better pilgrimage to Mecca if you go and visit the grave of Al-Hussein. Okay, where is Al-Hussein? He said, well, we have in Iraq, and we have in Syria, and we have in Egypt. MashaAllah, what is this franchise? How can this be? Some said, no, his head is in Iraq, his body is, his legs. This is nonsense. This is total, yani, nonsense, crazy. But they say, these are sacred places, Sheikh. If you go to Al-Hussein in Egypt, you feel the tranquility and the iman. If you go to Iraq, Allah answers all of your questions. Well, this is not Islam. The Islam, I know this is not Islam. We have Quran and Sunnah. This is not part of Islam. So, in short, there is nothing as such that Saudi is demolishing this. And why? And what do you want me to tell you? That they hate Islam? And they hate the Sahaba? And this is nonsense. There are nothing as such as Islamic shrines. We have Arafah, we have Mina, we have Muzdalifah. These are the Islamic shrines we have, and they're only visited 5 days a year in Hajj. Other than that, it is nothing. It's like it is remaining because we are complying with the Sunnah. And Allah knows best.